Hey there, I'm Beverly Sartain, and this is the Holistic Coach Legacy Podcast, where you get support in being an impactful and confident coach. In today's episode, we are connecting with Shaila Mihai around enrollment and using enrollment as an act of self-care. I can't wait for you to hear this. I hope this episode stretches you beyond what you think you're capable of in terms of money mindset, in terms of enrolling clients, in terms of the offers that you are putting out there into the world. Thank you for being here. Shaila, welcome to the podcast. It's so great to be here with you today.
Hi, Bev. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm excited about you being here. Shout out to the Holistic Chambers of Commerce for connecting us. So we have a mutual contact there, and that contact supported us in coming together. And I'm very grateful for that.
I am too. Don't you love that community support?
Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's the best way to build the relationships with people.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah, mm-hmm. So grateful to have you here. We're going to be talking about enrollment as an act of service and self-care. So before we get into that awesome topic, I'm wondering if you could share a little bit about your backstory, because our listeners always like to hear that.
Oh, sure. So I grew up, I was really blessed. I grew up actually next door to an osteopath, but also my mom was a hairdresser and smoked, and so I was around all like chemicals and smoke and had all kinds of like respiratory problems. It's really a wonder I'm still alive when I look back on that time. So I had health issues. Luckily, I was introduced to some holistic as well as being completely over-medicated. My path in life took me to open up my own holistic wellness center, because that was where I was spending all my time anyway. So I opened my own holistic wellness center in my 20s. I ran that for about 20 years. I did over 20,000 in-person hands-on sessions of various modalities. And then I started getting a message from the universe that it was time to do something different. And, you know, like most people, I resisted. And then it got louder and louder. And so I finally listened to it. And I was looking at that time for a mentor, and I kept asking people, I was like, will you be my mentor? Will you be my mentor? And then it was like one day the clouds parted and the voice of God came down and said, Shaila, you are the mentor. And I was like, oh my goodness. Okay. And so I said, yes. And I knew I was here to help other healers, holistic practitioners. At that time, we weren't even called coaches. We did other things. So I started reaching out to my people. I'm like, hey, God told me to help you. I'm here. How can I help you? And pretty much every single person said, I love my work. I want to live my life's purpose, but I need to get more clients and make more money. And I said, well, great. I can actually help you with that, because I had taken, you know, nothing but an idea and turned it into a multi-six-figure business over the years. So I learned some things along the way about enrollment and service and all of that. So about 2012, I became a full-time mentor and coach to other holistic practitioners, coaches, yoga teachers, you know, our people.
Yeah.
and I've been doing it ever since, and I absolutely love it.
What do you love most about it, out of curiosity?
Yes, thank you. Excellent question. I love seeing people become empowered while they're doing good. So one of my clients, Marjorie, amazing woman, brilliant woman, yoga teacher. She had moved from New York to California and was like driving around town doing substitute yoga classes for $50 here and there and kind of feeling demeaned, you know, and not knowing what to do. And she came into a program with me and had her first $30,000 month. And not only did that change her whole life financially, but she stepped into her truer calling. She stepped into a deeper showing up and a deeper sense of purpose. And she was just so empowered. Right?
Yeah. And you're starting to touch on some of these areas because I'm like, where was the shift? You know, how did that shift happen? Like when you think about the mental level, the emotional level, the spiritual level, the physical levels, which I've shared with you are something that we focus on. You know, how do you think those levels connect with these shifts that people have around what is capable around?
Yes, I love
or
this.
Or what's possible around enrollment
right.
for them.
What's possible, right? You know, it's interesting because some people say it's who you have to become in order to do these things. But I always say it's actually who you already are, right? It's really about stepping into who you already are. So, you know, I have a, you know, 40-year formal spiritual meditation practice. I've been an NLP master practitioner. Like we talked about the other day, Bev, everybody's a Reiki master. I'm a Reiki master. You know, so I bring all of these tools. And what I have found is that if people do the inner work, you know, the NLP, the mindset, the mind shift, the spiritual and meditative practices, which are so important, that's awesome. And if people do business development, that's awesome. But there's something really magical that happens when you do them together. Right? When you remember who you are at the deepest level of your being, and then you create something in the world that benefits everyone, get this, including yourself. That's where most of us forget, right? And you come from that place of not forgetting yourself. You come from that place of saying, I'm going to do really great work. I'm going to help heal and transform people's lives and thus the world and the planet. And I'm going to include myself in all of this goodness and love and abundance. So it's a process. We go through, you know, the first thing I do with every client, whether you're in a group or private work, is clear. We do this whole thing about, clearing your money blocks. And we do several different processes. We do a ritual around it. It's all about like, let's shift that. And then once we start shifting that, and then we continue to shift it, right? They say, you know, another level, another devil. So as we grow in our abundance, then like the next doubt creeps in. I remember one of my clients, I loved doing this work with her. We had to do work because she felt guilty that she was making so much more money than her parents ever had. And she was like working a fraction of the amount of time. So what did she do with that guilt, right? With family loyalty. So we just keep unpacking all of that stuff while staying very connected to like, what are you going to do with your one wild and precious life? Like, what are you really up to here? And when are you going to do it? Because our time here is short.
Yeah. I love this idea that, you know, that even in enrollment, we can still hold on to these philosophies that we subscribe to are really meaningful for us. Like one of mine is like, I want to be purposeful and prosperous because I worked in nonprofits for a long time. I loved that work, but I didn't make a lot of money. And part of stepping into my business was like, I want to believe that I can do great work into this world and I can be prosperous at doing it. And so that's something I always pair together because it's something that's meaningful for me. And I bring that philosophy even into my enrollment calls, you know? So I love that you're sharing that already with us because I really, really resonate with that myself. And I'm curious in terms of this concept, this philosophy of seeing enrollment as an act of service and self-care, if you could share a little bit more with us about how that came about or what you think that can do for people if they hold it that way.
Yes, thank you. And Bev, thank you for holding that space. When you said you believe in purpose and prosperity, I felt you embody that. And I actually felt myself take a deep breath and relax. Like, oh, it just makes me breathe easier to know.
I love it too.
Yeah, it's beautiful. And really, that's what it's about, you know? So when we do enrollment conversations, we are really inviting someone to make a life-changing transformation, right? I really specialize and teach transformational programs. That's what I'm all about. High-end transformational programs. People really invest in themselves and this change through their work with you. And you have to really bring it. You know, you have to really show up. When someone, you know, invests $10,000 and $20,000 and $30,000 and $50,000 in working with you, you're like, I'm here for you. And guess what? They show up too. They show up in a way that someone who's paying $47 for a session every now and then is never, I shouldn't say never. Rarely do people show up in our current culture and our current economy when they're buying really low-end things. Generally speaking, statistically, they're much less likely to show up really fully and have a big transformation. And in fact, I see my clients have a transformation the moment they say yes to themselves, even before our first session. They've been saying yes to everyone else, taking care of everyone else, putting everyone else's needs first. And when a client says yes to themselves on a deep level through your very heart-centered enrollment conversation, things start to shift. And when things shift in that one person, they shift in their family, in their communities, and in the world. So when you're doing enrollment, really what you're saying is, hey, I see that you're suffering and I can help you. Would you like me to help you right now? And you're not attached to if they say yes or no. But I always tell my clients, you know, your people, your clients are looking for you. So they're walking down the street looking for you. Don't run and hide in the bushes. You have to be willing to say, actually, I can help you. You want things to be better? You want your life to be better? You want this great outcome? Come on over, right? So it's really an act of service because you're not giving them a Band-Aid, right? You're saying, I can actually take you through a healing process here. And it's going to be really great on the other side. And it serves them in the deepest way possible. And then it also serves you because you don't have to go get a job. You actually get to be paid well for doing amazing and great work on the planet.
Yeah, what I'm hearing and feeling from you is you really believe what you're saying right now.
Oh, I believe it. And that, yes. Yeah, and that's the thing. This is a key. You actually have to believe it, right? You have to. This doesn't work otherwise, which is why it's so important to do things like get your messaging dialed in, like be really clear on specifically who do you help and in what specific, tangible, measurable ways do you help them, right? So when you're very vague, it's hard to do this. You'd be like, I can help anybody with everything. Great, we can all do that. But guess what? I'm going to put my stake in the ground to help holistic practitioners thrive. Like, what are you up to? Oh, you're going to help, you know, people with back pain become pain-free without drugs or surgery. Great. Okay, you're going to do this part. Like, we each have to really put our stake in the ground and say, here's my part. Here's what I'm going to do. And then show up fully for that.
Yes. And yeah? Like we've said before, deliver on what you're saying you're going to do or show up powerfully.
That's
part
right.
of the delivery of what builds that really great relationship and partnership. So yeah, I just want to highlight for anybody that's listening, just like how much you are believing what you're saying, you're knowing what you're saying, you're embodying what you're saying. And that really makes all the difference too, because it sounds like you're confident in yourself, and then I can have confidence in you as well when I hear and feel it that way. And that leads me to my next question is, what do you see as some of the biggest challenges that you see or hear from practitioners, holistic practitioners around enrollment?
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Well, you know, we don't want to bother anybody. Right? We're so nice and we just want to give and we don't want to appear greedy. And the truth is, we don't really care about money, you know, and we don't. It's not like we care. Like, whenever I talk with potential clients and I ask them, you know, okay, how much money do you want to make and why that number, you know, which is important for people to consider, how much do you want to make and why? What does that number mean to you? Never has anyone said, because I want to buy a Ferrari, ever. Right? They always say, well, I want to rescue more animals or take better care of my family or travel more or open my retreat center or, you know, I want to give back. So that's a thing to remember. We'll have more to give and share. But what stops people usually is they don't want to be salesy. They don't feel like they deserve money on a very deep level, which is the, you know, part of the shift work we do. There's this feeling of, oh, I'm not worthy of money. If I'm spiritual, I shouldn't talk about money or care about money. And Bev, what you said earlier, you know, it can be really challenging when people shift out of the nonprofit world because they're like, I did it because I didn't really care about money. But then all we were ever doing was begging people for money and talking about money all the time. And we never had any money. It's like, you know, there's this mindset. And there's also this goodness that, you know, we have these innate gifts and abilities. And so, you know, like, why should we charge for our gifts that have come through us? And it's like, well, you know, lots of people, you know, professional athletes have innate gifts and they're paid well. And, you know, mathematicians have innate gifts and they're paid well. And so I think another piece is, especially for women, historically, women have done most of the healing work for others on this planet without being paid, right? And so we also think, well, who am I? Who am I to ask for money for my services when I see all these other people who aren't doing it? And by the way, here's a good tip. If you ever feel guilty enrolling someone into a high-end program, don't worry. Like, sadly, like fortunately and unfortunately, there will always be healers charging way less than what you're charging, right? That's just like, that's our nature. I used to do sliding scale and then go even lower and say, oh, if you can't afford it, don't let money stop you. Just come on over, you know? And that didn't turn out very well for me as far as my financial situation. So I think this thing gets in the way of like money isn't spiritual or money somehow sullies my work or, you know, I also think we have past life vows of poverty that we need to shift. And that's part of the ritual I do with my clients. I think there are a lot of just stories we're telling ourselves that prevent us really just from being this clear channel of an equal and even exchange and flow of energy and healing and abundance and money and all of that.
Yeah. And it feels like a lot of the stories energetically take us down. And that's part of why I created, you know, I want to be purposeful and prosperous because that like energetically lifts me when I feel into that and I buy into that. And that feels really real and truthful for me. And I notice with other people, like you just named many of these stories and narratives people have, and they're all things that then make us feel bad about ourselves.
Exactly. And so it's like,
fascinating.
Yeah. And it is, it's interesting the way the human brain works, right? And the energetics and all of that. And so it's like, imagine, you know, you're standing or sitting before a potential client that you could really help, but there's this huge ball of energy between the two of you called my money crap, you know? And so then it makes it hard to kind of reach through it. It makes it hard, like you were saying earlier, for them to feel confident in you, right?
Yeah. What's like one of the number one ways that you help people resolve any mental misunderstandings or emotional misunderstandings that they might be having?
Yeah, that's a really good question. You know, I have a variety of like NLP and different, you know, tools I've picked up. But it really comes back to, like, I would say a quick one right now that your community can do, even in this moment, is, okay, so there's a part of me that really wants to be prosperous and abundant. And there's a part of me that isn't so sure that's a good idea or thinks it's wrong or thinks I shouldn't, whatever that no is, right? That block. And what you can actually do is talk to each part Be like, so the part that wants me to be prosperous, what is its message for me? Mm-hmm. And the part that doesn't want to be prosperous, what is its message for me?
Yeah.
Or doesn't want me to be prosperous, right? So you can actually hold all parts of you. Now, you know, I know people who say, you know, like, banish those parts that say, it's like, no, if you banish mm-hmm. them, they're just going to like beat on the door to come, you know, to try to get back in. So I don't banish any parts. It's really about welcoming all of you and holding all of you with love and integrating all of these parts, right? And remembering, so you can say like, oh, I'm very prosperous and sometimes I feel scared, right? Like you hold all of that, hold really who you are and keep coming back to who you really are while letting your thoughts and feelings just kind of be like the waves on the surface of the ocean, but remembering that's not who you are.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I love how enrollment reflects things back to us that we can use for our spiritual growth is what I'm hearing. You know, these opportunities to evolve and grow spiritually get reflected back to us even through an enrollment process. I would ask you, like, how did you get better at these enrollment calls?
Well, that's a really good question. I think I got better because I was just so committed to helping people. Like, I remember even one of the things we did at my wellness center was colon hydrotherapy. And someone would come in and they do, you know, and they would fill out the questionnaire and tell me what was going on. And then we would talk during the session. And then at the end, you know, I would probably say something like, well, I would, you know, if I were you, I would suggest starting off with like 10 sessions. And they'd go, oh my God, 10? And I would say, well, you probably need 100, but I didn't want to scare you. And they'd be like, okay, well then 10 sounds very reasonable, because I knew that they couldn't get the results they wanted in one session. You just can't. And I would say, look, you're welcome just to stop in whenever you want. And if you're telling me that this is the healing result you want, this is what I know has worked for a lot of other people. And it's most likely to work for you. And, you know, when I switched into, you know, quote unquote coaching, I had one client. And by the way, I didn't have like a website or a business name or like a fancy program name. I didn't, you know, I didn't have any of that. I had a couch in my living room, and the living room was also my lovely husband's music studio. He's a professional musician. And I remember before she came over, I had to like take like the guitar. I had to like take all this stuff out of the living room and go back and put it on the bed in the back room. And my client came over, and we had talked before and done some sessions, some NLP counseling kind of sessions. And so I knew the kind of shift she was looking for. And so I said, you know, because I had decided to shift away from the, you know, wellness center brick and mortar and go more towards the, and this was not for business. It was really a spiritual growth and personal growth program. And we called it her year of radical positive transformation. And I said, here's like, I see these places where you're stuck and I really like see where you want to be. So I want to offer you a 1-year program and it's $10,000. And she immediately said yes. And that was just in my living room, right? And I realized, and again, I saw in that moment that when she said yes to herself, and it was scary for her. But I saw something shift in her in that moment that she said yes to herself. And now, and we're, she's still a client. It's been like 15 years and we work together here and there. She actually, I think, is going to start another year-long program in April. She's ready for another leap in her evolution. But she looks back and says it was worth all the money in the world, right? And I personally wouldn't do that exact program for less than $100,000 today. But what I started seeing was when people say yes, they shift, right? They shift. And not everyone's ready to shift. In fact, one of my mentors said, if you're not hearing no 75% of the time, your prices are too low, right? So wherever you set your prices, what's important is that someone is really showing up and saying yes to themselves And you know, without a doubt, you can help them change their lives for the better. Now, not everyone has 100% success. We can't say we guarantee anything because, you know, there's so many moving pieces. We don't know what's happening with people. I happen to have a really high success rate because of my selection of my clients and the way that I show up for them. But I think that also as you practice enrollment, you get better at it and you gain more confidence.
Yes.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. I'm hearing like what a big piece the inner work is in all of this, you know, and having a business and in coaching and doing enrollment calls, you know, it's such an important part of being successful is really continuing to use these experiences and see what it's reflecting back. And it's going to reflect back some things that you're really strong in. And it's going to also reflect back maybe some things that are unresolved that need to be addressed. And so
that is very well put. Yeah, very well put. And, you know, being an entrepreneur, especially a spiritual entrepreneur, a holistic entrepreneur, it's one of the strongest spiritual paths you can take because everything shows up, just like you said, like what you're good at, like parts of you that really suck, you know, that you have to like find a way to like work all together. It really is an amazing personal growth path because you can't get to the next level and the next level unless you do your own work.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So what are some ways that you're working with people just so the listeners can know what's available?
Oh, yeah. Great. Thank you. So I'm sure you'll, you know, give my website and all that. So check in there for the latest and greatest. But generally, I have an entry level program called the Get Great Clients Now system, which is, you know, real, like you go in, you clear your money blocks, you learn how to say what you do so that clients run towards you and not away from you, as I like to say. And then you learn like who is the best client for you? I call it your divine match client. Like who is this elusive, magical creature that's just the right match for you? And where do you find them, right? So that's all that program. And I work more deeply with people one-on-one to create high-end programs. And I also love doing year-long programs with people. So we can like start wherever you are. Like you want to go in at an entry level and get some of the groundwork. You want to go a little deeper and start enrolling people into your high-end program. And that's a program where we help you create, name your high-end program, enroll your first clients into it. And then with the year-long program, we really set you up for a six-figure business. And that takes 1 or 2 years usually. But we like help you get everything you need set up. And one of the things I'm really big on is I don't like to manage a big team at all. I'm a really good mentor, not a great manager. Like that's not how I like to spend my time. Mm-hmm. And so I have found like which platforms are great and they run my webinar. They run my, you know, email CRM stuff. So I'm really into automated evergreen systems. So I help my clients do that also where we set systems up and then they run for years. I mean, you have to check on them sometimes, but you're not spending your time managing people or trying to figure out tech stuff, right? You're spending your time doing the work that you love. So those are ways I work with people, just from, you know, a home study program all the way to a year or more with me.
Yeah, I really enjoyed when I looked at your website and we had chatted about this, like you understand there's beginners, intermediate, and people that are a bit more advanced. And I appreciated seeing that because we've talked before about that there's oftentimes business coaches or marketers and they don't really understand where the person is really at and are just trying to get people into what they have going on. So I greatly appreciate that you are assessing where people are really at and what's going to be.
Thank you, Beth. And I think it's important. I love what you just said. And we did talk about this before. And this is part of what turns some people off to enrollment conversations is they've kind of been like hoodwinked by people before.
Yes.
People who are like good at the marketing, but they don't actually deliver. You know? And so that's something, you know, when people come to me, they've usually already been like burned by somebody. And so they're already like have some doubts or mistrust. But I really work with people like very individual, like what is your internal world like? Are you an introvert? Are you an extrovert? What's your number on the Enneagram? You know, like all of that. Like, do you want to be out speaking live or do you want to not do that? Do you want to write? Like, and I also had a mentor and she was always like, just do it this way. Do what I say. Do my system the way I say it. And she, when I would ask her a question, she's like, just do it the way I said. I was like, oh, like there was no customization. So yeah. I definitely meet people right where they are and then customize the, you know, the private work with people that way. Yeah.
Which is wonderful.
Thank you.
I know that you've got a masterclass. So we are going to put that invite into the show notes. Like, who would that be good for?
It was almost. I so love this masterclass. And the masterclass is on the exact steps that our clients are using to create an extra $10,000 to $30,000 a month in their coaching and healing and holistic wellness practices without feeling guilty or working too much. And we really talk about, you know, the clearing the money blocks, how to have more confidence. And there's a few other steps in there. And I've had clients tell me that they have watched this masterclass 3 times. One of my clients even, she's a private client. She's like, I watched that masterclass 10 times and got something out of it each time. So it's not fluff and there's actually nothing for sale on it. Although we do let you know how to contact us if you're interested in talking further or connecting with us. And it really teaches you how to step more into your confidence and your abundance doing the work that you love. So I recommend watching this masterclass. And there's the link to it there on your site. Yeah.
Yeah. Perfect.
Fantastic.
Yeah. I'm already feeling like if people watch this and participated that it, I can feel like an energetic up level.
Yes.
Happening, you know,
it is.
Like
Yes, it is. It's an energetic up level. Yeah.
Yeah, totally. And that's what we need. Like we all have certain ways that we think about our work or money or, and I know from doing this for some time now, it's just like this perpetual up level of where you're at. And then you mm-hmm. up level a little bit more and you up level a little bit more about your money mindset.
Yeah.
But it's so useful to receive that type of information and allow yourself to stretch yourself. So
that's right. That and it's information. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's information and it's also inspiration and transmission, mm-hmm. right?
Yes, so, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So we'll give the masterclass link, your website, any other ways that you enjoy being contacted.
Yeah, through the website, there's a contact us page. You can connect with me. I've got a Facebook page. I'm not super active on Facebook as of this moment. That can always change. You know, I'm on LinkedIn. But really, if you go to the website is the best way, I would say, or go right to the masterclass, and then you can schedule a call with me or someone on my team if you want to talk more.
Perfect.
Yeah.
And then as far as just, you know, your personal legacy that you're wanting to create with your work, what do you feel like that is at this point?
That is a beautiful question, Bev. Thank you. So, you know, it's no secret. I always tell people, you know, part of why I'm so committed to this work is I want to live in a world that's run by healers. Like that's the world I want to live in. And I actually was meditating one day many years ago and I kind of like popped up out into the universe as I like to do. And I was looking lovingly down onto our planet Earth and I saw this, all these points of light all around the planet. And these points of light were the healers. And I always weep when I tell this story and it's happening again. But I just saw the lights getting collectively dimmer. And it made me weep in that moment. And I had to say, not on my watch, no. You know. And so it's really my legacy to strengthen this global network of healers and holistic practitioners and do-gooders on this planet because we really need that.
Right there with you. That for me is like, I'm here to train at least 1,000 holistic coaches
because,
you know, I want to support the consciousness of the planet and just have people doing beautiful work into the world. And so I'm happy that we're here together lifting that message up.
Yeah. Same here, Bev. And thank you for your great work. And you know, whenever I feel just so sad about all, you know, if I think about so many terrible things that are happening on the planet and what can I do, the message keeps coming in, raise consciousness. That's what I can do. And that's what you're doing. And I so appreciate you and your work. And I'm so glad we're connecting in this way.
Me too. And what's coming through for me right now, for anybody that's listening, is that you don't have to do some big, great, grand thing. I mean, you just heard me say, I'm going to train at least 1,000 holistic coaches. Like, that's my mission. We're at 355, and I'm going to keep going until we reach that number.
That's and beautiful. So
it is just a small ripple, but it is a ripple, and each of us can create some sort of ripple. So don't think that you can't make a meaningful contribution, because you absolutely can. I just felt called to say that.
That's a beautiful message. You can. Mm-hmm. One of my teachers said to me, do what you can where you are.
Exactly.
What you can where you are. I love that. I love that, Bev. And I would say training 1,000 holistic coaches is not a small ripple.
Yeah. I hear you.
It's a big ripple. But it's one at a time, right?
Exactly.
And you had to start somewhere. And that's the message to everybody also. Like, you start with that one client. You go deep. You make a difference. You make a transformation. And then that ripples out in positive ways. Yeah.
Yeah. So anybody that's listening that is feeling called to check out the masterclass or reach out to Shyla, please follow that nudge. Anything else that you want to say in closing?
Oh, just, you know, Bev, I just feel so much gratitude and love and appreciation for you. And thank you for letting me support and hopefully inspire your community and be part of your vision and supporting you and your work in this world.
Thank you. Yeah, it's important to me to lift others up and to connect with others. And, you know, we always say, like, we can't even serve everybody that's in our community or comes to us. And so there might be somebody else that is a better fit or that somebody resonates with. And so just being a connector of that, I feel is really important. So thank you for being here.
Thank you, Bev. And thank you, everyone. And go out and keep doing good in the world.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks.
If there's only one thing to take away from today's episode, it is to stretch yourself in terms of enrollment. If you're needing support around enrollment, if you are noticing that you need to be stretching your money mindset a bit more, please reach out to Shyla so that she may offer you some support and guidance. Thank you again for listening. Talk to you next time. And always remember that you can be purposeful and prosperous when sharing a loving legacy with the world. Blessings to you.